Viewmasters. It's the podcast that we do. Viewmasters. Talk about movies that we view. Viewmasters. My friend Eric and me, Joe. Viewmasters. Hey, let's start the show.
Vroom, vroom, everybody. Welcome to the Viewmasters, episode 348. Furious 6. What?
Fast and Furious 6.
What?
Yep.
No, the title card just said Furious 6.
It is called Fast and Furious
the
6.
The title card just said Furious 6. Don't fuck with me, movie.
That was just for the extended version.
What? We didn't watch the extended version. Oh, my name's Joe.
My name is Eric.
Hi.
Starting off on a good foot right now.
Fine. I thought, since the last one was Fast 5.
Right.
That they were like, okay, so we do a Fast.
Uh-huh.
And then we do a Furious.
Sure.
So when it came up and it just said Furious 6.
Okay.
It's like, that makes sense to me.
Alright. Unfortunately, I do believe it is officially Fast and Furious 6.
Well,
the next one is Furious 7.
They should call it what it's called in the actual fucking movie. Oh, I don't like this one anymore.
They do say the titular line, Furious 6, so many times.
They do. Over and over again. It was almost excessive. But I was like, I get it. There's 6 of them, and they're really pissed off.
How many of them are there?
Let's see. We got Dom. We got Brian O'Connor. We got Han. We got Giselle, whose name we learn in this one. We got Tej, so that's 5. We got Roman.
That's 6.
That's 6. Is it just them?
I mean, they're the core team.
Yeah, and then, I mean, ancillarily, we've got The Rock.
Yeah.
And we got Letty.
Yeah.
And
Mia,
who's not really there in this one.
No, she's really taking a back seat.
Yeah. Well, she's got a kid now, yep. So, you know.
As all women should do when they have children.
Oh, boy.
Stay home.
She still rides in the front seat, though. I know you said she takes a back seat, but... not weird.
I guess she is in a car at some point.
Yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
I literally 10 minutes maybe since we stopped watching this movie, forgot that she was in part of it.
Oh man, she plays a big part. She's a hostage.
Again, as all women should.
A kidnapping victim. That's all women should. Oh, tonight on Dateline. Yikes. Furious 6. That's what I'm calling it. That's what it's called.
Fast and Furious 6.
Furious 6. Eric, how the hell are you?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I know, I don't either. I thought I knew coming into this. I thought I had things figured out. I thought I knew the name of the fucking movie we just watched. What else don't I know? I thought I knew who Shaw was when they mentioned Shaw. It wasn't who I thought it was.
It was not. I was wondering how you were going to react to that.
That was a surprise. They showed like a picture of him, and I was like, that doesn't look like Jason Statham. But it might just be a bad picture. Might just be blurry. Maybe it's an old photo of him with hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like...
Or maybe he had plastic surgery.
Did they recast Shaw? With Jason Statham? Oh, yeah. That was confusing. And then I remembered that I'm pretty sure that this is Shaw's brother.
Yep.
The other Shaw that we know, his brother.
Yes.
So then I was okay with it. Oh, boy. I have questions about Jason Statham.
I might have answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're just going to go right to the mid-credits scene.
Go for it.
Because it's spoiling it. Fresh on my mind.
Spoiling this 9-year-old movie, 10-year-old movie.
Yeah, so that's a retcon of Han's death in Tokyo Drift, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that wasn't... That's what I thought it was. But, like, it's not clear because the only movie from that movie that we see, or the only character from that movie that we see is Han.
Right.
We don't see Yokel and Drift King, whose names I don't remember.
Sean and Drift King.
And Drift King, that's right. Draft Kings. Sorry. My mistake. Yeah. So, like, okay. So he doesn't die twice. He just dies once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. It is. We are now caught up to the present.
Interesting. Okay.
From part three.
That's so strange. Okay. I think I was expecting, like, I knew that Hobbs, or I'm sorry, that Shaw killed Han
yeah.
at some point. And then I think I was expecting that to be a completely separate death.
Okay.
From his death in Tokyo Drift.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay. Good to know.
No, yeah. So, as has been established, three, takes place in the future.
Three takes place during the middle credits of this movie.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, before the credits, Han finally leaves for Tokyo.
Right.
To do some drifting. And meet a yokel.
Yeah.
So basically...
mediocre.
So at the end of this movie, when Roman is praying to God, you know, weirdly Christian move.
Yeah.
Was not prepared for that.
I mean, Dom's always worn the cross, and, yeah. You know, there have been undertones throughout.
It's never been overt, though. Yeah. This was pretty overt. Not to my taste.
Sure. Yeah. No, not particularly to mine either.
Yeah.
These are pure Flix productions, obviously.
Right. So basically, between that and the mid-credits scene, most of the entirety of Tokyo Drift takes place.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, I guess it's good to know that, you know, that Shaw, our Shaw.
Yes.
You know, Jason Statham Shaw. I guess okay. He's not our Shaw.
He's not our Shaw yet.
He's not our Shaw yet. But yeah. In my mind, he is yeah, Shaw. Yeah. It takes him some time to do whatever he's doing to enact his plan.
Yeah.
Would assume picking off all of Dom's team one by one, starting with Han.
Which
feels rude.
Yeah, why pick him first?
Right?
He seems to be the least involved in most of what happens in this
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't on the plane,
right?
He didn't really. He's just driving.
And if anything, he's the one who lost a loved one.
It's true. Oh my God! Yeah. Han gets just royally fucked in this movie. Holy shit.
So, second spoiler, Giselle dies.
Yeah.
We finally learn her name.
They say it more after she dies than they did before she dies.
Yeah. I think they say it at least once before her death.
One time.
Yep. Yeah, like three or four times after.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we don't see her body.
Nope.
So, is she dead?
She's dead.
Okay. But is she? She could come back.
She's dead.
We didn't see her body, though. Didn't see her body. I'm just saying, with the DC Extended Universe done, Gal Gadot's got some time on her hands.
This is true.
Who knows what F11 has in store for us.
I have no idea.
FXI. Oh, man.
It's just going to be FX Part 2.
Oh, what? Fuck off.
Or Fast X, I'm sorry.
That's not how this works.
Because everybody is doing a part 8, part 2, or whatever now.
Oh, I hate it.
I blame Harry Potter.
Yeah. But at least those movies had definitive titles and didn't have numbers.
Deathly Hallows Part 1, Part 2.
I'm saying it wasn't like Harry Potter 7 Part 1, Harry Potter 7 Part 2.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Oh, Furious 6.
Fast Furious 6.
We got, what do we got here?
I don't know anymore.
What do we got? Everybody's living their millionaire lifestyles.
Yep.
And then Hobbs comes and recruits Dom to help him find Shaw. And also Letty is with Shaw.
Yes.
So that is the hook to bring them back.
Picking up on the mid-credit scene from the previous movie.
Yes.
Letty is alive.
Yes.
Because we never saw her body in part 4?
It was part 4, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember anymore. It's only two movies ago.
I know, it wasn't that long ago. It did feel like forever. There is one part where Roman says something about how, like, we got cars flying all over the place. Whoa, this isn't what we signed up for. And I thought back to the end of Too Fast, Too Furious, when he and Brian, Dukes of Hazzard style, drive a car into the air and onto a boat.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this is actually exactly what you signed up for.
But that was almost realistic.
I guess it was.
Compared to everything that has happened in the last two movies.
That's true, because they did seem like they actually felt the impact of that boat landing. Whereas in this one, Roman and Tej both are in horrific car accidents. And not a scratch.
Yep.
Not a scratch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at least at the end of two, Roman is in a sling.
Yeah.
And Brian is clearly concussed.
Yeah.
But again, as I said in that episode,
that's just Paul Walker.
Yep.
R.I.P. R.I.P. King.
Yep.
R.I.P. to a concussed king. Oof. Oof. I mean, this one is I feel like pretty light on plot.
Yeah. There's a MacGuffin.
There is a MacGuffin, that's right.
And they're chasing it.
Yeah. Yeah, Shaw wants to build some sort of weapon that will knock out communications for an entire country for 24 hours.
Yep.
And then, I guess, sell it?
Probably.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like he believes in anything.
No, not really.
Yeah. He just wants to watch the world burn.
Sure.
He's the Joker. Is the Joker.
But not.
Nothing happens without him wanting it to happen.
Yep. Or maybe he's the Riddler.
Yeah?
I don't know.
No, I think he's the Joker.
Okay. he's not funny enough to be the Joker.
Well, I mean, yeah. Is the Joker funny?
Sometimes.
Do you think the Joker's funny?
I've laughed at a few Joker things.
Oh, okay.
Jack Nicholson.
Did you read Joker Year One, Part One?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know what you think of that.
Okie dokie. I've mostly enjoyed Chip Zdarsky's Batman stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Not particularly looking forward to this storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, let me know what you think of it.
Okay. All right. Just at this point, I'm over Jokered.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then, so we got Hobbs and his new
woman.
Whatever sidekick woman, that's
woman.
Right, that he calls woman throughout. I don't blame her for being evil. She gets disrespected by this hulking man just constantly throughout. But also, fuck Gina Carano. And I was glad when she turned out to be evil, because A, it justified my extreme dislike of her throughout the entire movie.
Sure.
And two, it made it more likely that she would never show up again.
Yep.
So that was nice.
Yeah. So you know, I have seen this one before, but I remember precious little about it. I knew the Giselle thing going in, and I knew the Han retcon.
Yeah.
The Red Han?
Retcon.
The Red Sean?
No, I said. No. Anyway, too far. I was happy with mine, personally.
I did not know Gina Carano was in this one until I saw her name in the credits. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, she's a bad guy.
Okay.
And so basically I was waiting the entire movie for the turn.
Yeah.
Also, I used to have a major crush on Gina Carano.
Yeah.
I used to think she was quite attractive. After everything that has come out about her and what a terrible person she is, no longer find her the least bit attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she is an abhorrent person.
Yeah.
I was glad when her character died in the movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, just like...
But also, she's a terrible actress.
Oh, she's so bad. She's so bad.
And this is a movie that has Paul Walker in it.
She is there for the action sequences.
Yeah.
Which, admittedly...
She does good.
She does well in, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no, go away.
Yep.
Yeah, I what was I going to say? I had a thought, and it is gone from me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Gina Carano, TERFs.
No, it doesn't matter.
All right.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Shaw?
I don't know. No. It'll come back.
Don't okay. worry about all right. It.
Yeah.
Twists.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, I didn't see that twist coming at all, actually.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That was a genuine surprise to me. And I don't know if there was there foreshadowing?
There was.
That? Okay.
I can't remember exactly at what point, but one of the characters tells, you know, one of the team, the crew, the family.
Yeah.
That, you know, that Shaw would not be able to pull off what he's pulling off without having someone on the inside.
Okay.
And I was like, it's got to be, well, clearly the only new person in the cast.
I guess I thought it was like, oh, he just has people in government everywhere.
Gotcha.
Like they catch the guy disabling the cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
At the top secret military facility, I guess. And I was like, oh, so it was that guy. They yeah. got him. Okay, fine. Yeah. Oh, my God. That whole part of it, like, they break into the Shaw's people to break into Interpol.
Yeah.
Because Interpol has a list of the locations that have this one thing that they need. Why does Interpol have just a list of that fucking handy? Like, they've got a list of all facilities and full inventory of what every facility has.
You know, someone screwed it on a post-it note and hadn't uploaded it to the server yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. And yeah, there's 12 locations or whatever, I don't know. But the list is only good for 96 hours?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
It's all MacGuffins.
It doesn't make any fucking sense!
Joe.
Am I doing these wrong? Did I watch Furious 6 the wrong way? It's so strange.
I think you're fine.
Okay.
These movies are nonsense.
They are. You're absolutely right. It was needlessly complicated.
They are... They're becoming more and more nonsense as they go on.
There is no reason for the list to only be good for 96 hours. Like, if there is a ticking clock element of it, it never comes into play.
No.
Did The Rock just improvise that line?
It's quite possible.
Like, they were on set that day, and he was like, guys, I don't think that that this... There's not enough sense of urgency here. Like, how can we make this more urgent? 96 hours? That's
It's 4 days?
4 days. Five? 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Not 48, not 24.
Yeah.
96.
Yep.
Oh, it made me laugh. Like, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing any of it?
Just go catch that fucking guy. Oh, I mean, all was forgiven when the tank rolled out of that semi.
So, I didn't really enjoy this movie up until that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a slog up until that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the race between Dom and Letty.
Sure.
Though, we don't know who won, and they never return to the starting point of that race.
Nope.
With all the other people. So... Do they think it's just still going on?
Quite possibly, I guess, yeah.
let me tell you the legend of the race what never ended.
And yet, Shaw and his people knew exactly where they were going to wind up.
Right.
And also Hobbs.
Right.
But at least we had an explanation for that. There was a tracker.
That's true. Well, and I guess if Hobbs knew where they were going to be, then... Shaw would also know where they were going to be because
he had the mole.
Agent Gina Carano.
Yep.
Agent Mole. Yeah. No, I did enjoy that sequence.
Yeah, I mean, you got your street race.
I did, which is all I want from these.
So weird.
I know. It's what the franchise is built on.
We've grown beyond, though.
I haven't. It's only been 5 weeks for me.
It's fair.
I did like the part where Shaw was like, so you started off stealing DVD players. Pretty crazy. He's just saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
I really liked Shaw a lot, too.
Yeah, he's good.
I like Luke Evans. Yeah.
Oh. Dracula himself.
What? from what?
Dracula Untold.
Oh, okay.
The secret origin of Dracula.
Amazing.
Nope.
What is the secret origin of Dracula? Does he get bit by a vampire?
He does get bit by a vampire.
Okay.
But he gets bit by a vampire on purpose in order to save his people.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't know that Dracula was a hero.
Yeah, he becomes a superhero of sorts.
Okay.
It is easily the most mediocre movie I've ever watched.
So does that mean that Hugh Jackman Van Helsing is a villain?
Yes.
If Dracula is a hero?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like sort of a Lex Luthor-esque maybe villain.
Maybe? Yeah.
Okay.
Although separate universes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Naturally.
Yeah. No, yeah, the Luke Evans Dracula was going to be the start of what eventually became, and then never happened, the Dark Universe.
What? Yeah. I did not know that was part of that.
Yep.
Amazing. Because it was that, the Mummy, and nothing else, right?
Pretty much. Nice. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because there was an end credit scene of that movie, because most of it takes place in medieval Transylvania or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it flash forwards to present day, and Dracula's hanging out and doing shit with a Van Helsing somewhere looking about.
Does Russell Crowe come and recruit him?
No, no.
To the Dark Universe?
I don't think they've gotten that far yet.
Okay. Oh, boy.
But Luke Evans, he's pretty good.
I like him a lot.
So, yeah.
I thought Michelle Rodriguez was actually really good in this, too.
She was, and Letty has agency in this, and stuff to do.
Yeah.
And does it well.
I mean, she is also sort of just a cipher. Like, there's nothing in her brain, because she has amnesia. And there's never, I thought for sure when she and Dom were racing, that there was going to be a moment where she was like, I remember everything now, thanks to the magic of cars.
See, what I thought was that when they got out and had their conversation where Dom is trying to jog her memory, that they would kiss. And that would sort of a reverse Superman. kind of thing.
Exactly what I just thought. Oh, we're both so broken. Oh, man.
Oh. But it doesn't happen. She does not regain her memory at all.
Yeah, she just... She just falls in love with Dom again.
Sure.
Just on her own.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
He is the most magnetic person in the universe. How can you not fall under his thrall?
He's the center of their family.
Yep.
His thrall like a vampire?
Yeah.
Like Dracula?
Like Dracula. I was thinking during the movie, what was the video game where it's like you're a ball and like you just roll and pick up shit as you, like Katamari maybe?
I have no idea.
Okay. I think it's called Katamari.
Okay.
And
Rollerball?
Dom is like that.
Okay.
He is a Katamari who is just picking up every stray that comes near him.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did notice that, you know, the previous two movies, you could tell the moment when someone would, in the future, be on Dom's side.
Right.
Be a part of the family is when he saves somebody. Dom doesn't really save anybody in this movie.
He doesn't. No, that was a surprise, actually. Yeah.
Because, you know, Letty's always going to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, once we know that she's still alive, you know, it's just a matter of how she comes back.
Right.
So he doesn't need to outright say her.
Yeah.
Because she'll just be naturally inclined.
Right. Through the magnetism.
Yes.
Of Dom.
Yeah.
That old Toretto charm.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What a charmer he is.
So... I know that that Vin Diesel and The Rock don't like each other.
Sure.
Does Vin Diesel not like that The Rock is bigger than him? Is that what it is?
I mean, I would have to imagine.
Yeah.
It's got to be just a pure surface level ego thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can tell that he wants to be the biggest.
Yep.
The biggest person around.
Yep.
Except for, you know, maybe the evil guy.
That guy was so massive.
What was wrong with him? Is he okay? I was concerned about that guy.
And he scared us both.
Yes. Because he appears out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Something that large should not be able to move that stealthily.
I said he's like a Rob Liefeld drawing come to life. And I mean that literally. There is a character in Youngblood named Brahma.
Okay.
Who looked exactly like that guy. Just whiter than he is tall. With a blonde flat top.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, my mind immediately goes to the Captain America drawing.
Well, sure.
Which I can totally see this guy having been the inspiration for.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I really enjoyed when The Rock fought him at the end.
You knew it had to happen.
It had to. It's like the Flash and the Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
You have to fight. Oh, man. The scene towards the end where they're outside the garage and, like, The Rock and Vin Diesel are not looking at each other.
Yeah, that's real weird.
They're talking near each other, right next to each other?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Is it supposed to signify something?
I did not understand.
I didn't either.
Because The Rock, because they're having a conversation face to face, much like you and I are. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And then Dom says something like, I never thought I'd choose that cop.
Yeah.
And The Rock steps forward.
Uh-huh.
To, like, be next to Dom.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, whatever he says next, he's just going to whisper it.
Right.
He does not.
It he
is
does not.
Same volume level as prior, but
yeah.
They are just looking away from each other, shoulder to shoulder.
So weird.
It is not a natural human interaction.
Was it like a perspective thing to cheat the height so that they looked like they were the same height? Is that what that was?
Maybe?
I feel like I saw this before. Somebody talking about that scene specifically and how it's just emblematic of the relationship between Vin Diesel and The Rock. But I don't understand in what way.
I don't get it.
Other than it's just fucking weird.
I mean, the only thing I can say is that Vin Diesel is at the top of the garage, and The Rock is on the incline.
Right. So they're the same height.
So they're almost the same height.
Almost.
The Rock still manages to look bigger.
That guy is so fucking large. And he always, his head is always, like, cocked up. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Yeah, he's always looking down at whoever he's talking to. Which is just a dick move.
I'm just gonna throw this out. I don't think The Rock is probably a great person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's probably just carrying his ego with him no matter what.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that about both of our subjects here.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure if you got to know them personally, they're probably fun people.
Oh, sure.
But I don't think I'd ever want to get to know either of them.
It seems like a chore.
Yeah.
Oh, Vin Diesel, The Rock, if either of you are listening to this, please come on our podcast and prove us wrong.
Yeah, we dare you.
Oh, man.
Come at us, bros.
Yeah.
No, don't.
No, don't. Please don't. No, yeah. we're tiny.
Yeah, we're not actually.
We're not actually, but we're soft.
Yes,
we're soft boys.
That is true.
Katie calls me a soft boy all the time, and she's not wrong.
My ex called you a cinnamon roll. So, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Fine, I'll allow it.
Because you're soft and sweet.
There's a tank in this movie.
There is a tank in this movie.
And it straight up murders many, many people.
It was amazing.
What the fuck? Holy shit. I didn't know that a tank would just level cars like that.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
I mean, I guess that's why they call it a tank.
Is that why they call it
a tank? I don't know why they call it a tank.
I guess that's why they call it a tank. Leveling cars as it drives down the street, shooting its cannon, killing some people, fighting with Diesel out on the highway. And I guess that's why they call it a tank. Don't applaud that.
No, I have to. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I did not expect there to be a tank.
Spoiler, that's what's making me happy this week.
You know, I'll take that. I'm okay with that. Whew. We were recording for that. Yes, okay, good.
Oh, thank God.
Just making sure.
Yeah, we've had an issue. Yeah, it's a tank.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Like, cars can't fight a tank, but they find a way.
Much like God.
What?
God finds a way?
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the part where Letty's on top of the tank, and then it flips and she gets hurled through the air, and then Dom, on the other side of the divided highway, drives his car into the divider, and then he gets hurled through the air.
Yeah.
And he catches Letty, and they land on another car that happens to be there. Did that win an Oscar?
Pretty sure.
Because it should have if it didn't.
For best 2 minute scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best stunt. best conceptualized stunts. That was fucking awesome.
So we have been doing this show for well over 10 years now.
Yeah.
On and off. I think this is the first time you've ever had me rewind something.
I think so. I think so. I needed to see it again.
Yeah.
I needed to make sure I understood all of the moving parts. Because there are a lot of moving parts to that.
There are.
And
there's a Roman's car that is being used as an anchor.
Yeah.
To
flip the tank.
Brian and Roman. Well, the whole... I'm not going to describe the sequence.
Yeah.
Just go fucking watch it.
Honestly, yes. Google or YouTube. Furious 6 tank sequence.
Fast and Furious 6.
Furious 6 tank sequence. And then, honestly, the capper of The Rock in the helicopter just going like, Jesus Christ, is so perfect.
It's what we're all thinking.
It's true.
He is the audience at that moment.
He and Shah are both the audience at different times in this movie.
Yep.
It was so good. Oh, man. Yeah, this movie was great. just a really, really fun, pure action movie.
Yeah.
Except fuck you for killing off Giselle, and fuck you for re-killing off Han. In a mid-credits scene. / whole movie.
At least you didn't have to see Sean again.
Though. It's true, thankfully. Though I guess Sean is now available to be in the future installments.
Sure.
Excellent. I assume he shows up in Hobbs and Shaw trying to exact revenge.
Yeah, I think that's the plot of that.
Perfect.
He's been recast by Idris Elba.
Okay, that's interesting. That is a bold choice. That's a bold choice, and I support it.
I was flipping through channels the other day, and NCIS New Orleans was on, and Sean was a cast member on that show.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I watched way more of it than I should have. Mostly because I did vaguely remember Scott Bakula as the lead character, and I remember because my dad watched all those shows.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing, like, I think the first episode, and Scott Bakula's New Orleans accent was supremely awful. So I was watching this, and it was like, hey, he doesn't really have one in this one. You know, so I guess he kind of just let it drop
over
the seasons. But Sean, whatever his real name is.
Yeah.
Lucas Black, maybe?
Sure. Sean.
Who cares?
I forgot his name was Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awful on that show. That is his real voice.
Okay.
He is just a southern yokel. But, you know, hey, he was on this show for like 10 years, so good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, everyone deserves to make a living.
That's true.
And if you can con your way into being a TV star, despite your lack of talent, go for it.
All right. Yeah. You're right. He's a hero.
I didn't say that.
He's a hero.
Okay, fine. I almost cried.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When?
When in the aftermath of the plane crash.
Oh,
Brian and Mia are the only ones concerned about Giselle.
Yeah.
And they go to hug Han. I thought, oh, that is very touching.
Yeah, I don't, what is, do you know Han's real name? I don't know his name.
Sung Kang, I believe.
Okay. He's great.
Yeah,
He's legitimately good in this movie and just at conveying the utter just devastation of what has just happened.
Yep.
Yeah. That was strong stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, consistently, he is the best thing that has been in any of the movies he's been in.
Right.
no matter what role he has to play, be it big or small, he is charming and magnetic.
Yeah.
He is everything that Vin Diesel wishes Dom Toretto was.
Oh. Yikes. Yeah.
And now that's true. Now we don't get to see him anymore.
Now he's dead. For now.
Maybe.
Maybe two movies? I don't remember.
No, I don't think this one was as good as the previous two, but yeah, basically once the tank heist scene happens,
yeah,
like from that point on, the movie just blows the rest of the movie away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it had better individual sequences than five.
Yeah.
The plane sequence at the end didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
With them all trying to stop a plane from taking off by shooting a harpoon gun
into
a flap.
Sure. Well, that controls the direction of the plane.
Sure, okay. Yeah, okay. What? Okay. I don't know. Lift and drag and whatnot, yeah. I don't know why they would be able to control that from a car. Towing a thing, but okay.
I worked on airplane technical manuals for almost 12 years of my life.
Yeah. So you're okay with this?
Sure.
Okay. but yeah, the tank sequence is great. The street race is great. A lot of good like fist fights.
Oh yeah.
The whole sequence in the subway was really cool.
All the pure action stuff in this movie is really good.
Yeah.
It's just the exposition and quote-unquote plot.
Right.
All that just gets in the way of it.
Yeah.
And Brian's pointless trip to America.
That was so we could see the electric chemistry between Paul Walker and Shea Whigham again. And honestly, I'm here for it.
You know what? I did like seeing Shea Whigham again.
Yeah.
I enjoy Shea Whigham.
Yeah, no, the only reason he does that is so he can find out what happened to Letty, basically.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it is inconsequential because Letty doesn't care.
Right. And also, no one else does either.
Yeah. Only Brian cares.
Yep.
Which I get.
Sure.
You know, he blames himself for it.
But yeah, that whole thing is sort of foreshadowed by when Roman Hahn, Giselle, and whatever Gina Carano's name was.
Yeah, Mole.
Yeah. They go to visit this Swedish guy who has invented the harpoons.
He built the teeny tiny flat cars.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah.
That Shaw drives, which I... Did you ever watch BattleBots?
Once or twice.
Yeah. Like, there would always be the super low to the ground BattleBots that could just, like, drive under the other cars and flip them and stuff. And that's what that just reminded me of in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like they're driving sort of, like, Gran Torino... like racing cars.
Yeah, they're like Indy cars almost. Yeah,
and they're just driving under other cars and flipping them. And yeah.
They're steel plated. I think they even have like a thing that like comes down to like form a ramp.
Yeah.
Or like a cow catcher.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yep, they are weird. It reminded me a lot of Batman.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
At least like Dark Knight, Batman Begins.
Yeah, the Tumbler.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the way that the cars moved...
Yeah.
Like, they could sort of move sideways without turning.
Yep.
That was neat.
No drifting neat.
Those were neat cars.
They were neat.
I liked them.
They're cute.
I wouldn't fit in one of them, but they were cool.
No, I couldn't imagine.
But yeah, they go see the Swedish guy.
Yeah. And I already forgot what.
We're talking about the foreshadowing of Brian's trip to
the
U.S.
So, yeah, the
pointless.
Shaw's men, you know, come and kill, or try to kill everybody. They kill the Swedish guy. Which eventually leads to the subway fight scene.
Yeah.
But as the Swedish guy is dying, he says the name Draga. And I was like, okay. Was that the name of the guy from the previous movie?
Apparently that was the name of the guy from 4.
From 2 previous movies.
From 2 previous movies, yeah. I did not recognize or remember his name.
Totally forgot.
I thought he was referring to the Russian Mafia, which is actually the Bratva. And we do see some Russians appear later on in the movie. Well, sure. So, you know.
It's part that takes place in Moscow.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, there is?
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Yeah. Because the whole thing is kicked off because this crew, the only crew in the world that could do this, they, like, rob the Kremlin or something. I don't know.
You are thinking of Mission Impossible. Rogue Nation, sir.
Nope. Because I've already forgotten that movie.
No one robs Kremlin.
I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
I don't know. I don't remember them being in Russia at
all. Yeah, there was like a car, like in a wall.
Oh, yeah, when, okay.
It's when Hobbs meets Mole.
Right, yeah. Okay. I do remember that. I did not remember that they were in Russia for that.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, there's things happening in this movie.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Kind of a mess.
If we watched the short version.
Yeah, maybe that extra 4 minutes would have really helped.
Sure, yeah.
Clear things up.
Well, the next 4 movies all have extended versions, so excellent. We'll make sure to watch all those.
No, please, no. And we have 5 movies left, sir.
I would say the next 4 movies have.
Oh, does Fast 10 your seatbelt not have an extended version yet?
Hang on.
Okay.
I never thought of that.
Right? Why didn't anyone at the fucking studio think of that?
Holy shit.
I should have saved that one.
Oh, well. Oh, wow. I mean, I'll forget it by the time we get there.
Perfect. So. Perfect. Oh.
But no, I was saying maybe Hobbs and Shaw doesn't have an extended
version. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because it's not part of the real universe.
Oh, right. Oh, man. We're still watching these.
We are. I'm in.
I'm still into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Luke Evans was a nice surprise.
Yeah, he was.
Poor Elena.
I did feel bad for her. Yeah. Especially at the end.
A lot of characters in this movie just get a bad go of it.
Yep. Yeah, so Dom's love interest from the very end of the previous movie.
Right.
And in the very beginning of this movie.
They trauma bonded over their lost loves.
Yep. And then he gets his back.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Cool.
Fuck out of here, cop. Don't need you anymore, sexy cop. This is what they should all say to Brian.
That is what they should all say to Brian. Go raise your kid.
It's coming.
Yeah, I know it is. Oh, I'm a little worried about how I'm going to feel at the end of 7.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it.
Yeah.
Yep. The only bit of trivia I wanted to mention was the end of the movie when they've all got their pardons and they're living back in Los Angeles, which, if I had millions of dollars and was living in like a palatial house in Spain, why would I ever move back to a slum in Los Angeles?
That is the family house. that house has been in the Toretto family for a generation.
I would pay to have it moved to Spain.
Maybe that happens.
Who knows? I would never come back to America.
Well, no, America is awful.
Yeah.
Despite what this movie wants you to believe.
Yep.
Remember when Hobbs literally strong arms a British cop into doing what he wants?
Yep.
America.
Uh-huh. Yeah. American muscle.
Cool.
Always wins.
Cool.
It's weird that these movies are all mostly made by a diverse ethnicity of people.
But it's one race studios.
Okay. Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. It's one race films or something. Remember?
Yeah. That's right. I just remember original film.
Yeah.
At the start of each one, thinking, "No, this is we're on six now, motherfuckers." This is not the original. But yeah. So when they're having the barbecue, and Hop shows up to give them the paperwork that they're all pardoned.
Sure. They get certificates.
Yeah.
It's like a diploma.
Yeah, you hang it up in your house, show it off.
Yeah. I have one.
Nice.
That just says, not a criminal.
So if you ever break a crime, they take that away.
I have to give it back, yeah. And they give me one that just says, criminal.
Yeah. Well, at least they give you a new one and don't just white out the not a part.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I, you know, pay my debt to society... Then, no, I still don't get back the one that says not a criminal.
Yeah.
America.
So, yeah, when he shows up, when Hop shows up, and Roman says something about smelling baby oil, and Hop says something about his head, Roman's head.
Yeah.
Apparently The Rock improvised that line.
Okay.
And you see Ludacris, like, do a spit take. For real.
Nice.
He did not know that was happening.
That's awesome. There's another improvised line, at least I'm pretty sure it was improvised, when Brian and Mia come out of the house and they walk past the barbecue and Brian just says, good food. I was like, good addition, Paul. Nice work.
Nailing it! Yep. He's such a prick.
And I love him.
I know you do.
And I love him and I will miss him dearly.
I get it. I really do.
Oh, he's too pure for this world.
Fast and Furious 6.
Furious 6.
I don't have anything else to say.
I don't either.
It's a ridiculous clusterfuck.
Watch the tank sequence on YouTube.
Yep. I mean, honestly, from that point in the movie on, it's worth watching.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the first hour
and a half.
Yeah. Because, like I said, you had me rewind it. So this was like the first time I was aware of like.
How much time?
How much time we had watched, and we still had 40 minutes left.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
How? What else is there to do?
I know they caught Shaw,
right?
Or he's dead in the tank. Who knows? Oh, it is. I mean, I already know the answer to this. Is anything making you happy this week?
My bloody red eye.
No! That's what's making me unhappy this week.
You've been staring at it for the last hour.
I'm trying not to.
It's really hard to do this show without making eye contact.
I know, it really is. We are muddling through.
Hey, I guess we should have done a Skype episode.
Maybe. I didn't even think of that. We'll see how it's doing next week.
then we both would have had to pay individually to have seen Fast and Furious 6.
Oh.
Because this is not available to stream unless you pay for it.
Right.
Gosh, what is making me happy? I guess, honestly, yeah, really, that song that you sang. Because I can't think of much else. You know what? Stew. Stew is making me happy.
Stew?
Stew.
What stew?
Like just beef stew.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, just
not a person named Stew.
No, I don't know anybody named Stew.
Okay.
Other than on Hey Randy.
Gotcha. I mean, he makes me happy on a regular basis as well.
Being fair.
Stew's got a poo. You been making some stews?
I have, actually, yeah.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah. And, my parents invited me over for dinner on Sunday, and she made stew that night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I guess comfort food in general.
Definitely.
And that is, to me, like, one of the definitions of comfort food. So,
yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just reminds me of good times at home.
Yeah.
When those exist. But yeah, for the listener, my right eye is completely and totally bloodshot, speaking of. It is weird to look at. I can see fine. It doesn't hurt. A friend of mine called it, like, it's something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, very much.
You have not enjoyed being around me all evening.
It's just, yeah.
Would you have even noticed it had I not posted it on social media?
Oh, yes, I would have.
Okay.
Though posting it on social media did not help.
Just wanted to show off.
Yeah, that's a... Is that something you show off?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I mean, it's... Among the least disgusting things that have happened to me.
Fair enough. All right. Oh, man.
Didn't post pictures of my foot post-surgery, so...
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I had them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Moving on.
Yeah, what's making you happy?
Nothing.
When I close my eyes?
When I close my eyes. I feel like there has to be something. I don't know what.
G.I. Joe and Transformer Page Punchers? Panic in the Sky Brainiac?
I mean, Panic in the Sky Brainiac, yeah, so the new wave of superpowers figures that just went up for pre-order. That's probably the thing that's making me happy, because it's a great wave.
Part of that made me very happy.
Yeah.
There's a Blue Beetle and a Bug that went up.
Yeah.
But then I did see the Panic in the Sky Brainiac, because I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you texted it to me. That was, like, what you were so excited about.
Yeah.
I just saw, like, regular Silver Age Brainiac and his skull ship.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, those are cool. Yeah. You know, like, really thinking about that skull ship. I have zero need for it.
Yeah.
But then I saw the purple and green colored one with the goateed caped Brainiac.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's the shit right there.
Yeah. Did not order it, though.
No.
Yeah.
That wave also comes with a manga style Batman.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you're going to do a bunch of Batmans, I at least appreciate that they're doing interesting variations of Batman.
Sure.
And then a gold Superman.
I thought they already released a gold Superman.
I did a custom gold Superman.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, they had not. They did gold Batman and gold Flash in the previous wave.
Okay. I thought that they did those because they had already done a gold Superman.
Okay.
But I guess not.
No.
I know that the gold Superman was part of the, or at least planned, original line.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been the 50th anniversary
yeah.
for Superman.
But yeah, guess. I guess, yeah, I guess you made your own, and I got very confused.
It happens.
But, hey, you know what? Testament to your abilities as a customizer.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about Blue Beetle and the Bug.
Oh yeah.
The Bug I sent you a video of is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yep.
And then the back of the box for it teases a Booster Gold figure, so that's also very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I did not see it until you pointed it out, and I saw a couple of people on Blue Sky notice it as well. So, yeah. So at least one more superpower in my future.
You know, I
should probably stop.
Probably. I mean, once you've got Beetle and Booster, what more do you need?
Exactly. I guess a Firestorm and a Dr. Fate.
Sure, okay.
Just to go with my old ones.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably some others.
Okay.
But just the obscure ones.
Do you want the Hal Jordan if I find him?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so toys. Making me happy.
That's alright.
Still looking for Black Manta.
Apparently, not a lot of people are able to find
him. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's bad.
No, I'm sorry.
It's bad. Bad scene. yeah.
Alright.
So, next week.
Furious 7.
Fast and Furious 7.
Furious 7.
The Blu-ray menu for Furious 6. At the bottom. Has a thing that says Fast and Furious 7 sneak peek.
I think it just says Furious 7.
It says Fast and Furious 7. Well, the movie hadn't come out yet.
So okay.
So that was like Revenge of the Jedi.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, whatever the fuck movie we're watching next week, it's the 7th one in the Fast and Furious series.
So I gotta wonder then if on the Blu-ray for 6 they already had a sneak preview of 7. Like, had Paul Walker died at that point then already? Because he dies in the making of 7.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
We'll see how that all pans out.
You check that out and report back.
I don't want to.
Okay.
So, due to all my car issues and everything lately, I've had to stay the weekends at the hotel that I work at for, like, the last month.
Yeah.
Which leaves me alone with nothing to do but watch cable TV. And Furious 7 was on some channel at one point. And I almost started watching it. I was like, no! Because I don't think we'd even watched 4 yet.
Okay.
And I was like, I know, I can't.
I have seen them on TV a lot lately, and which is really weird.
It's weird, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you're into this, you want to keep going.
Yeah. But not with commercials.
No, yeah, never with commercials.
Yeah.
That's why I paid $3 extra for fucking Amazon Prime. Which I can't even watch now, because the next 3-4 movies are not on. You know, unless you pay for it.
Right.
I'm already paying extra. Motherfuckers.
Well, on that note.
And I was hoping, you know, it's February now. You know, maybe it switched to a different streaming service. No. I'm angry.
Vroom vroom, Eric.
Look at my eye. It is
I know, it is pulsing.
Bursting with blood.
Your other one is now filling up with blood. I think we should go to the hospital.
Probably. Vroom vroom, Joe.
Vroom vroom, Eric. And until next time, keep living your life a quarter mile at a time, listeners. We'll see you then.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. You can subscribe to the show directly at our website, view.guttertrash.net, or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit our website at view.guttertrash.net for information about our Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. We'll see you next time.